Blog Talk Radio.
I heard you. everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and you know who I am. I'm Bonnie Albers, and I think everybody's going to hate me, so I'm going to have to tell you the news, everyone. Susan, are you here with me?
I am, and I'm gonna listen intently as you share our news with everyone.
Yes, I know everybody's going to be really upset with me, and that's okay. OMG, that's just me. It's my life. I think I messed up on the time. You know, with the UK and US, there's a definite difference in time, and unfortunately, I think Alan is going to be about 2 days and a couple hours late.
5 hours.
Yeah, so I have to tell everyone, I am so sorry. When I look back to see when he was coming, now I'm hoping that I sent a message maybe out of, like, you know, the cosmos, he'll show up. But I think he put Thursday, and I think he thought he was coming at his time 7, which would be, I think, our time 3. So I'm trying to get this set straightened out, and I hope everybody just doesn't hate me, but that's okay if you do. I love you, and today you got me in Susan, which, you know, we are always rocking. So it would have been a Tuesday when you had Susan and I. We are going to do at least an hour show. We're hoping that maybe Alan will get the message that it's today and not Thursday, and it's at 1:07.
You posted it on his Facebook, so hopefully that he'll go, you know, oh, Bonnie, blonde. Yeah, okay, yeah, call in.
Well, you know, I can only hope. You know, it's just weird because, you know, I have enough trouble trying to get U.S. time between Pacific and Mountain and Eastern. And then I got to figure out the U.K. I mean, it's like crazy. And, you know, I always say Eastern, because I always figure somebody else will figure it out. But that's okay. You know, I'm smart as a fox, but there are some things where I just don't comprehend. So when
and the time change didn't help it. When we sprung forward, because usually when I do all my European customers, it was always 6 hours. Now we're at 5. And that's why, so, you know, it's always that. I do the same thing. I go, look, you know, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you figure it out.
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. I've got Chris with Curious Times here, and I know she's in Canada. So, girlfriend, if he shows up by your show, I'm going to just tell him to go on there. Because I'm hoping that he gets my message. Alan, I love you. You rock the house. Anytime you want to come, I'm hoping that you get this message. I'm hoping that it's just that you thought you were coming Thursday and not Tuesday, because I switched the date. So I just want you to know that we're all ready for you, and you are excellent. I love you. You know, read me. Unbelievable. I know all of the people that, you know, in our audience and our, you know, our listeners and callers would love to talk to you. So if you do hear us, please call so they don't hate me too much. Anyway, today we have a great show for you. Susan and I were talking before the show because we knew this was going to happen a little bit before, because I haven't heard from Alan. And I know when I look back, it looked like he was coming on Thursday. But anyway, Susan, I just want to tell you, today I thought we would talk. We're going to do tarot cards, Akashic records. We'll take any questions you've got. You know, we'll rock your world. But what I do want to do is talk a little. We used to start talking about, you know, introduction stuff before, and I miss that. I mean, I know that we do Akashic records, and I know probably we've pushed them down people's throats. But really, they don't really.
No, we don't.
Well, I think we talked about it so much. That's why we stopped talking about it. But we just started reading. But actually, you started reading and I started jumping in. Anyway, I thought maybe we'd go back to explaining to everybody what you see when you do open those Akashic records. When I jump in and help you open those Akashic records. And then I thought maybe we'd talk about past lives just a little bit, and then we'll go to the callers. But, you know, I heard somebody say to me, and this is why I said it, somebody said that they didn't believe in reincarnation. And I said, well, then how are you a spirit medium? And they said, well, past, present, and future are all the same. But we're not. We don't come back as our next door neighbor. And I thought it was so. That's why I brought it up today, because I wonder. I'm going to throw that out to all of you in chat. I know the answer to it, at least what I think. And it was a really tough one, because I so believe in reincarnation, and I can't imagine anybody that's a spirit medium doesn't. But if you look at the semantics, what he's kind of saying is we're all the same person. Past, present, and future, which means we live linear. So I thought, Susan, you would talk about, and we'll like, you know, hash it around past lives and how we get to them and why we make them and how we come into this life. So, hey, you want the mic for a few minutes?
Sure. How about if we start out by maybe first telling how our listening audience can reach us? You want to do that first, Bonnie?
Yes, I do.
You forgot. You got so like, Alan, where are you? That you forgot to make your announcements of how they can reach you and call you and what you do. And then I'll do the same. And then I have a lot to say about that reincarnation thing, because the Akashic Records are very, very tied in to when they open, because it's a continuous script that we write,
yes.
You know, and you know, when we do that, we see so many imprints, emotional imprints of how we're doing life today based on past lives that we lived. So, you know, it's like we were talking, it's like verbal semantics, and it's
That's right.
You know, like, well, okay, yeah.
Well, you know what I said, of course? I said, really? Because, see, I'm Cleopatra, and then I think I was, and I know I was, Lady Guinevere. I don't look like that from that age, so I look like me. I know I'm the same soul, but I've come back and come back and come forward and come forward, and I'll keep going past. But then I wanted to know what the explanation of, I know I just still don't look like Cleopatra. I wouldn't mind looking like Lady Guinevere, but I don't know, rocking that dress, I think somebody would say I was in a different era. So that's the only thing. I think it is semantics. And now I'm going to tell you who I am and how to get a hold of me. And then you can throw tomatoes at me because of my mistake with Alan. Because you guys want to know Alan. You want to hear him. He's really great. And he's got a heck of a cute accent. I mean, not that I would, you know, I'm a Bon Jovi chick. But the thing is, the accent just drives me crazy.
Oh, I know. Us Americans, we love those English accents.
We do, girlfriend. And let me tell you how to all get a hold of me so that you all can throw tomatoes. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and you can like me, like Bonnie Albers on air. It is so important if you would do that. It gives you the updates to all of our shows. And hopefully I won't make too many errors on dates anymore. You can Facebook me, although I can't swear to it because, you know, that's just
Oh,
me.
No. No, let me interject here, because I'm going to do a Bonnie here, okay? I am now on California time, which means that I am like 3 hours behind her. And when she realized that Alan had not gotten in touch with her, she gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which means that she texted me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and my phone is vibrates when I get a text, and it's on the nightstand, and I'm hearing my phone going, and all I could think of was like, okay, Bonnie's excited about something, or something's gone wrong. And so she's gone, oh my God, he hasn't called back. So when Bonnie makes a mistake, it's like she really, really puts her heart into trying to make it right.
Oh, you know what, sister? That is so sweet, and I love you for it. But what I was going to say is, okay, so if it's 4 here, it should be 1 there. What are you doing in bed? If I was over there, we'd be like, you know, we'd be at the coffee, Café du Monde, if they had it there, because I know it's in New Orleans. We'd be having beignets and coffee.
It's 1 in the morning. I'm sleeping.
I know. You're a princess, and I forgot, but I was so, you know, you're right. I put my heart into it and my soul because I really hope that everybody enjoys our shows, and I like bringing guests in so that people can hear them and get a different view on all different kind of metaphysical things. So I thank you for trying to cover for me, sis. That was so sweet. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of me again and throw tomatoes, which I hope you don't, you can also Facebook me. My name is Bonnie Mosenter Albers on Facebook, and just request me, and I will like you, friend request you back, and then you will also see all the shows that I screwed up on, but you'll also see the ones that I don't. And then you can email me, balbers714@aol.com. If you like this show, if you want to rock this show, just tell us what you want. Tell us what you'd like to hear, because I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if there's something we can do for you, whether it's, you know, put something on that you want to hear, just email us and let me know. So, Susan, now... Darling. Oh, well, first, I got to tell you, because you probably don't know. Yes, I sure you do. I'm an RN, an LNC, which is a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor. I'm a life coach, and I'm a therapist. And the best thing is I'm a psychic, not psychotic, psychic spirit medium.
Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, I was going to do that to you. So now that you know all my little secrets, I'm going to hand you over to my sister, Susan.
Okay. Hi, everybody, all our listening audience. And it's like, once again, we do apologize for Alan not being on. I mean, and me, I am, and most of all, is that I am, like, so disappointed because I was so looking forward to talking to him because, like, I love the whole druid energy. I don't know why. Obviously, I was one of those druid goddess dancing naked in the moonlight kind of thing. But so I was really looking forward to him being on. So hopefully we can reschedule him and he'll show up. You know, you never know. He may show up. You know, you just don't know. With this kind of energy going on in April, you know, and all the tech thing, you know, we just kind of will slide by the seat of our pants. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's partner on air and her for Metaphysical Fun and Crime.
Yes,
and also I try to, I'm also the one that tries to cover her ass when she makes a mistake like this.
Hey, listen, you'll have to get tight black pants to do that, my dear. But that's okay. You try.
Yeah, because Bonnie does all the scheduling, which I admire her for, and then she calls me, and it's like, and they go, okay, what are we going to do? So we got the phone, I got the phone call saying, Susan, what are we going to do? It's like, well, we're going to do our show. That's what we're going to do. And so, you know, we always work it out. We always do.
You know,
well, let me tell you a little. Yes.
That's because our show is supposed to be on Monday and Tuesday, and I have guests on Thursday. I don't know what I was thinking, and I just thought that I would help you out because you were in San Fran and that you would, you know, like that break because I know what it's like when I'm away. So the thing is that's why I did it, sister, and then it screwed up anyway.
Sorry. You know why we did this? Is it because I had a babysitter for my grandchild today and yesterday Thursday? Wasn't, but she's a great little girl. She was like, I'll stick her with a Disney movie for a half an hour. It's like a jiggle. Okay, I'll be back. You know, but that's why we did it. So, you know, I'll take, you know, a little bit responsibility for it because being on San Francisco time and out here with my granddaughter. So, you know, I won't let you take the whole fall for this, sweetheart.
Oh, I love you, girlfriend, and I'll let you take that fall, too, okay?
I'm going to take you down with me. So, okay, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm not going to go into all my little whole spiel here. Everyone knows that I'm a third generation Akashic medium. I'm also a life coach. I'm clairaudient and an emotional addiction counselor. I'm also the author of the published book called Soul Window. Yes, Bonnie,
well,
too.
Yes, I just don't understand why you don't say co-author. That way I don't have to say mine all the time.
See, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say that my book is our book is on Amazon.com, and then I'll let you tell them about it because you do such a better job at it than I do, okay?
Yeah.
But let me finish this before you do that, okay? And one of the things is that how you can reach me is on my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, I forgot my last name. That's what kind of
drinking it is. You're a bad friend now, aren't you? Okay, well, you know what? Susan is entitled to a little time of partying, but other than that, this show is not rated for liquor.
I know. You're catching, honest to God. So anyway, it's S-C-R. White Wings, WHITEWINGS. That's my website. You can also reach me on my Wemail, which is szaol.com. I'm available for readings, spiral tarot card readings on career, romance, general questions, half hour for an hour by Skype, email, and phone. And you can also contact me for a personal and private Akashic soul reading. Have your journal open.
One thing she didn't tell you is she's a speech therapist, and she will teach you how to talk.
it's just awful. We haven't been able to think. We haven't been able to speak. I mean, it's like tech problems. I'm here at my daughter's house, and it's like she can't remember her password to get onto her computer. Her Wi-Fi code isn't wrong. I mean, it is wrong. It's like I'm having to hotwire into the internet. It's like then I can't use her printer because it's wireless. It's just been an amazing kind of, it's like with the Peter principle. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Hey, are you?
No, the principle is that if you're doing your job well, you're not. You don't have enough to do. It's Murphy's law that if it can go wrong, it will go wrong.
You know what? I think you're hanging around me too much, Susan, because that's my line. Okay. All right. Well, I do have to tell two things before we actually go into taking some calls or talking more, whatever you want to do. We can do both, one at one end and the other at the other. But I've got to tell you, I wrote this and channeled this book called Soul Windows, Secret from the Divine. It's a fabulous book because I got to tell you why. One is when you read it, you'll understand every one of your friends, family, kids, pets, anything, where they are in life. It's what we call, and why I say it bridges the gap between two worlds. It actually, I used it in my therapy, and I took it to Vegas, and I had a couple hundred people, PhDs, LMSs, because it does bridge the gap between the metaphysical world or the spirit world where I walk and the physical plane where most of, you know, of the PhDs walk. Actually, PhDs do walk in both planes too, and they're the ones writing some of the great books. This is one of them. It is so good. It is so fabulous. It is really, I can't tell you enough about it. If you buy it and you send it to me, I will sign it for you. It is going to be worth a lot someday. So please get it because you will, after you read the book, you'll understand yourself. You'll understand your spouse or your kids or any mate that you meet. And I really mean that. And it's really reasonably priced. So if you don't like it, which I don't think you will, because I think you'll love it, it's just not a big investment. But it is a big investment when you're looking at psychology. I should be right there with psychology 102, actually, not even 101. So enough said about that. The other thing I do want to tell you is I love Susan's readings. I wouldn't promo her if I didn't think so. I had them myself. Have you heard the story yesterday? Her tarot cards are so funny.
That's how we met.
And her tarot reading is fabulous. She gets into them. You know, it's all about not just the cards, but her abilities. And they come out the minute those cards fall. So I am telling you, if you're looking for any type of reading, I mean, if you've had your Akashic records open and you want to know more about life and romance, love, where your job's taking you, what's in the future for you, what you have right now going on, this tarot reading is a kick butt tarot reading. You won't be sorry if you get it. So okay, now that I gave you all the credit there, girlfriend.
No. Here, I want to add something. I want you to understand what an absolutely awesome channeler Bonnie is. Because Bonnie, who says that, I mean, and I totally believe her, channeled this book for me, and I did all the hard work on writing it.
But I'm channeling the next one.
She channeled this book for me before she even met me.
See?
So, I mean, now see, that is how strong spirit works for her. The book was already printed and out there, and she just calmly told me, you know, I channeled that book for you. I mean,
yes.
How awesome is that?
Yes, and I'll sign it for you, too. But I've got to tell you that's why I had to find you, because I needed notoriety on the book that I channeled. So that's why we met, girlfriend. Anyway,
you had to catch up with your book. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well, you know what? I got the next one channeling down your head, too. So I would bet within the next maybe year you'll have another one, and both of us will be signing that one.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did want to talk a little bit about past lives. I know we've got a few callers on here, and I love that you're on. If you just give this another 10 minutes, I've got you. You're in the queue. But you know what, Susan? I really do feel like we haven't talked enough about the past. Like I said, a lot of people think that our life is linear, past, present, and future. But I want them to know, when you open those Akashic records, you see all the past lives. You might not see all of them, but you see a great deal of them. So tell us what you think about past lives and how you feel we write the next chapter. And then ask me.
Okay. And then we'll ask you what you think about past lives, because I know that we have very similar ideas,
yes.
Different but similar. And it's like one of the things that, I mean, I always believed in the possibility of past lives because I'm a Libra, and because of that I have a scale of balance. And when you look around the world and you see the injustice of how some babies are, the lives they're born into, and how people sometimes seem to have such a charmed life, and other people, it's like it's just horrid, you know, life situation. To me, in my sense of Libra thought process, it was like this can't be fair. There's just no way that you have one shot at it, and it's like who deals these cards? I mean, who says that you get to be Prince William and then you get to be a starving child on the street? I mean, who calls those shots? So it started me really embracing the idea of reincarnation, but it really confirmed it for me when I started doing past life regressions, and then. Well, actually, not even then. It was like, this makes sense because of personality traits that they were carrying and some behaviors. But it wasn't until I started opening the Akashic records that all of a sudden it became so obvious how the emotional, and it is the emotional imprint of one life to a next is what you energetically carry into the life going forward. And what happens is that I was able to see these energetic imprints of what the soul was trying to accomplish from past life learning lessons or past life karma, or, you know, they just kind of like got off the spiritual path and they wanted to embrace it. Or like we've had a lot of mystical people that we've opened their Akashic records and saw that what they were trying to do was to compensate for lives where they the pendulum swung and they went way in excess of maybe in witchcraft or the black arts. And we all have done it. We all, that's the whole idea of the soul experiencing. It's like, that's what we want to experience at all. I mean, truly, we want to experience it all. There's no right, there's no wrong. But it's all about love. You know, if you always have to move back into the energy of love. And so when I started opening the Akashic Records, it became so apparent when I started seeing these past lives flashing in front of me and how it was imprinting the journal that you wrote for your life this time, the foundation of what it was that you were trying to address, correct, create, experience. So to me, you know, in just all in the sense of justice and fairness about life.
Susan,
I mean, I can't believe that you only have one shot. I just can't believe it.
Susan,
yeah.
Did you find my castle yet while you're looking?
Did I see what?
Did you find my castle yet since you've been looking?
Oh,
I mean,
honey,
I've been wandering around looking in this lifetime for my castle and my peeps, and I don't see them. So if I came into this lifetime,
we travel in soul families. You know that, right? We travel in cluster of soul families, and it's like, and everyone helps each other do the life, and you know. So at one time, and I know you're going to freak when you see this, hear this, because in your mind you think you've always been a queen. I can guarantee you, somebody in your soul family, you were their servant.
Oh, I don't think so. I just have that imprint. I'm sorry. I just have that imprint. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know I have to apologize all the time because when people say, oh, could you do this? I always say, no, but I know you can. And then I have to apologize because that's my queen energy. It really isn't mean. It's just it's my queen energy knowing that somebody else should be doing it for me. But then I have done it and have to be doing it myself because I cannot find the castle nor the servants. So I'm
or your servants.
I'm still looking, girlfriend. So if you find them, will you send them back?
I don't know if I will or not.
Well, honey, I'll let you live in the castle. And now, you know, another thing I want to ask you, because I know this is a tough question, and this is all kidding aside, maybe not, but this is a question that I know a lot of people always think about too. Okay, so Susan, if we come and accomplish everything and we decide that we've found the love, we found the metaphysical, we found the way the universe should be, we found everything that we were here for, what comes next?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I was reading something in chat and I lost my train of thought. Go ahead, say that again. Because I'm going to answer a question. Sarah Quest just answered a question, and as soon as I'm done answering your question, I'm going to answer hers. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's a good idea. Throw questions, too. We've got callers, but throw questions in chat. But anyway, what I said is we all come with those imprints. We all want to, you know, I told you I'm sporting Lady Gaga and Madonna, and I still haven't found that yet either. But anyway, after we've been here and we've done it and we've found it, and, you know, I believe that, you know, my dad was an ascended master energy, and I know that we've opened people's Akashic records and they have that kind of same symbol. But, you know, after we've done it all, we've found the love, our hearts are open, our souls are open, our minds are open, what next? Did we just
There's the catch right there when you go, what next, all right? it's not a goal. Okay, there's no end game. All right, it's the experience. We're all moving into oneness, and we're all everyone is coming with us. And it's like, and if we've gotten to the point where, and there are a few ascended masters, I mean truly enlightened and fully ascended masters, they call them avatars, all right?
Yeah.
That
ooh, I
walk
love that
this earth on now, and they're very quiet, very, and they are here to raise the consciousness of the rest of our family. So there is never any end game. It's like if you get to that point when you become avatar energy, like as Jesus was, as Buddhist was, and many others, Muhammad, many others, it's like then you take the role on to bring your brothers and sisters along with you. So it's never an end game. And this consciousness in terms of oneness, of becoming one again, if a soul, if it takes 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, it makes no difference. We're still going to work. Time is of no essence in terms of when we are in that realm.
Well, I'm so happy about that, Susan, because I agree with you. I absolutely know that because I just want to keep coming back and enjoying what I do. So I know that for me is going to be just keep raising, keep going, keep doing. I just love coming back to this earth and having so much fun. And I hope that I absolutely next time can rock Lady Gaga without the throw up. Thank you. But anyway.
You know, the thing, too, is that it's not always about reincarnation. I mean, about coming into the physical form. That's where we have so much of our guides, ascended masters, you know,
yeah.
The great mediums and the and psychics and everything. It's like sometimes a soul, an ascended soul, who is very advanced, and sometimes not so advanced, you have to be careful and discerning, is that they want to help you from another dimension, and they will teach you and guide you and versus of taking physical incarnation.
Let me answer
this question from chat. This is Sarah Quest, okay? She asked, do you think we have past lives with other astrological signs that may not be compatible with personality traits than we have in this life, or is it about experiencing different personalities?
Oh, well, you know the answer to that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's basic. When we write our script, we literally choose the birth time, date, and so that the astrological heavens that will create the personality, the strengths, the flaws, the personality edginess, the giving, whatever it is, you know, that
and
we've been on, so that we can accomplish what it is that we want to accomplish. And I'm going to use a Wayne Dyer quote. Who is a wonderful metaphysical teacher, is that sometimes when you clash with somebody in, say, an astrological personality, like, you know, oh, my God, I mean, we are just, you know, like, you know, oil and water type of thing, that person or that soul is a soulmate that is the biggest blessing that you have, because it is forces you to grow and learn and go within versus of looking without, I mean, on the outside for the teaching, that it's the teaching that comes from within.
Can I answer that too? Because I'd like to answer that too. And I'm going to do it from an astrological point of view. I am going to answer you how I know Ron Colwood, because I've been with him for a long time. And it's really interesting because I thought the same thing. I said, how could I be with an Aquarius? I mean, Aquariuses are so bright. They're water signs, just like, not water signs, they're air signs, just like you. They're the kind of people who really think, and I'm a water sign. I really feel. And I just, my husband and I, or I'm going to use this example, are absolutely opposite. I'm a city girl. He's a country boy. He fishes. I shop. I like fine cuisine. So does he, though. But so I can't use that one. But in any other aspect, the only thing that drew me so close to him was he was so good looking. I couldn't take it. He looked like Bon Jovi. I can't even tell you. But anyway, we shouldn't have made that pair because we are totally opposite. And when I said to Ron, what could I possibly have seen in him besides his looks? And now we're married 34 years, by the way, very happily. And he said, Bonnie, it has to be in his astrological chart. You have to be there. And he said, I will guarantee you that one of his signs is in your chart. And you want to hear something, Susan, which I'm sure you know, my moon is an Aquarius. His sun.
And the moon is a very, very powerful influence on your life path.
Yeah, so I've got to tell you, girlfriend, whoever said that in chat, take a look at your three signs, your ascending, your sun sign, and your moon. Look at your husband's or your boyfriend's or whoever your mate is and see what sign in, if he's one of them, because Ron says you will always find your astrological chart somewhere in his or his and yours. So just let us know.
You know, that is like so true because, you know, you're talking about like my daughter's father, who I met like at 15, was a Capricorn, and I'm a Libra. And I mean, Capricorns and Libra, I mean, forget it. You know, they're you know, analytical, they're cold, they're, you know, and I hope I'm not offending any Capricorns out there. But, I mean, they're just, they certainly don't think, you know, and feel from the heart like Libra. But we came together at 15 and end up marrying, and literally the only reason that we came together was to have my daughter. And once my daughter was born, it was over. And what I found out later was that he had Libra in his Venus.
Yeah. And you can find,
I mean, he like instantly fell in love with me, and I instantly fell in love with him. And we came together just to create my daughter. And once that was done, it was over.
It is so cool, and I am just so excited because astrology tells you everything. So that was a great question in chat. And I'm, you know, that would be a great question for Ron, too, on Wednesday, because he always takes questions. He just won't do your chart unless you have it, you know, he has your week that you have, you know, your all your stuff the week that he comes. But anyway, that was an absolutely great question. I'm going to start taking a couple calls. What do you think, Susan?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to take Rachel 44. Rachel 44, you are on with Bonnie and Susan, and we're rocking today.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, better now. It's been a rough year.
Hi. Oh, do you know what? We love your accent because we were supposed to have one. Either you're from England or you're
we were supposed
Ireland.
To have
one. Yeah. So we love having you.
Thanks.
What
I can make it a bit more English, but I'm trying to stay away from that.
Oh, no, we love it. So, you know, maybe it'll make the everybody in chat and on, you know, that are listening, maybe they'll think you're Alan with, like, a female voice.
We could do that.
I'm going to try to pull a slick one. Okay.
I got to tell you, since you're over there, take a look, because I know he's got a UK website. His name is Alan Drew at Co. UK or something, the detective medium. Really good and really nice. So if you're at that area, you know, you never know when you're going to meet him. And tell him he didn't show up because I gave him the wrong time. Okay.
Yep, look what a great conversation came out of it.
Oh, you know what? We so badly love to, I mean, we would talk for the whole 2 hours, but we know that people would probably hang up, they'd go away or whatever. because we love the metaphysical, all of the realms. We could talk about fairies. We could talk about everything. We just never have enough time. And that's why I thought that she was in, you know, this show kind of, we always do the show, but we just thought, well, we'll, you know, switch it back up a little because we were supposed to have a guest. So I love that you love that, Rachel. Rachel, you've got your own gift. So can you please ask us something so we don't feel like we were on the air with nobody asking us anything? But
Okay. I'll ask you. This year specifically, there has been like some major changes with family, with events, and with my own energies as well. So what I'm looking for is some guidance from this point of energy. What's going on, sort of, I suppose, what's coming towards me, or am I going in the direction that I'm meant to be going in at the moment? I mean, I know you're never going in the wrong direction, but I suppose I'm looking to make sure it's a big step if I want to take it.
Are you taking the steps? Susan, get your cards, because this is going to be a good one for the cards. It's a little broad what you're asking us, but let me see if I can tone it down a little for you. Not tone it down, but, you know, broaden it. Are you looking because because I know you have a lot of metaphysical gifts.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you looking to use them in the present and future, and you want to see if that's the direction you should go? Because I think you know.
Yeah, I mean, I have done loads of research, and I've you know, the past month, it's been like every day is aha, aha, aha. I know that I'm, you know, my whole reason for being here is to communicate spirit. I get that.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, when you finally realize, like, actually, that's what I came here to do, it's like, oh, okay. But, you know, it makes
don't
sense.
Don't you
like,
love
no,
that? I mean,
yeah, you can own it.
That? Yes. And don't you love that? I don't feel like you have any angst about that. I think you are really excited about.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But the thing that's been happening lately is I wasn't feeling well. I went to bed and I was like, oh, somebody tell me a story. You know, as you do, you revert back to childhood.
Yeah.
And I was standing, someone did tell me a story, and I was standing there watching it. Like, it was the movie happening in front of me. I could see it, and I could knew everything about the background, and it was a really good story, and it didn't turn out like how I thought it would. I was like, that's a great mystery. But then I started getting another vision, but there was no one telling me the story this time, but I knew the story. And I knew where the story was going. I knew the past of the story. I knew everything. I was like, that would make an absolutely brilliant book. It's really controversial, but it still has spiritual learning, spiritual, you know, the real part, you know, what really happens, but in a fictional story.
Right, because so you do know that's a Harry Potter moment. You do know that that's exactly what she did, really. She, even though we don't know that she channeled the book or that, you know, but to write 7 volumes of that, and she had no education behind her at the time, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, you do know that that's like a Harry Potter moment. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, I wouldn't say no to a Harry Potter moment. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Well, honey, you might have just had one. So what are you asking? Is this book something that you need to write? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, basically,
okay,
I think.
Now that I've weeded it down for you, cards out.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we're going to get there sooner or later. I was just going to let you just kind of, you know, whittle it down here.
I love it.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
What is your name again, hon?
It's Rachel.
What is it?
Rachel.
Bonnie, are you talking over her? Please.
We're echoing.
Somebody. What is it?
Rachel, R-A.
All right, okay, all right. It's like, sometimes you just have to put a muzzle on her. I mean, that's all I can say.
Hey, right. It was me.
Okay. Well, here's what I put in cards that I pulled for you, which is really interesting. I pulled actually 7 cards for you. And the first card was the Ace of Cups, which is a wish card. The last card, which is the 9 of Cups, which is also a wish card.
Woo!
Which tells me that you, there went my other ear, that that you are absolutely being divinely guided and divinely led, okay?
Yes. Brilliant.
And that what you are hoping for and what you are looking for is definitely coming about. But, okay, in having said all of that, I'm going to tell you what's in the middle of it, okay, to get from the end zone, all right?
Right.
First of all, it's about you come up with the Knight of Wands and the High Priestess, all right, next to that. That's freedom, inner freedom, in order to bring forth this goddess wisdom, okay, because that's what it is. It's goddess wisdom.
Right? Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I got chills all over that.
I had High Priestess in a meditation a few days ago as well, so that's just like, yeah.
Yeah, this is like serious goddess wisdom. This is about Mother Earth. This is about nurturing. This is about the end game of humanity. I mean, it's like whether we're going to survive or not in terms of love. And this is the coding that you have within you that is waiting to be released. Now, what it also shows here is the Five of Swords and Nine of Wands and the Ten of Wands. What that tells, and the Knight of Swords. Now, those four together, okay, is what is showing me is that what your hesitation is, what your doubt is that because you have been encoded before, all right, and it has been not received well at all.
Yeah.
It's like, and the Knight of Swords is erratic, disruptive energy, and the Ten of Wands represents a burden of truth being carried. So, you know, what I pick up is like, you know, being crucified, burning at the stake,
you know what? In my past life, I had the same gifts. And
yes,
I
yes.
used to have it's visions of being burnt burden. At the
you
stake.
Yeah, I can see you in a padded room, literally, with one of those jackets on, like in the 1800s.
Oh, my gosh.
You're spouting all this stuff and all these beautiful, you know, of what the world should be like and everything, and I go, you know, like, and it was in a male form, which made it even worse. They could have accepted it as a woman because back then they thought, oh, well, you know, she's having her time, you know, or
yeah.
she's in menopause, and it's
wait.
Like, and you know, they go nuts. Can I say that on air? Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
Yes, but wait. I just have to say one thing before you pass, and I won't be able to say it. Rachel, I was your nurse because I used to work and still did back 20 years ago in the mental ward, but it was a very high-class one, and I did have to put people
that's okay.
In padded cells, and then I gave you a shot, but that was cool. I had a bodyguard, but you were okay. But you know what?
Yeah.
I did
yeah,
this.
Truly.
This is what I did.
So this is what your hesitancy is about. It's like, but here's what you, and it shows the wish card of that being able to accomplish what it is that you have been trying to do for maybe 2-3 lifetimes of getting this advanced coding that you've been carrying in your body, that you got kind of like I'll give you a perfect example. It's like in 1960, you were given an iPad.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Like, what the hell do you do with this? We have no internet. We have no connection. Nobody else has one. What the hell do you do with this? That's
throw
what
out
happened
the window.
To you, is that you got coded way ahead of time, and you were trying to impart this this information when the world wasn't ready. Well, the world is ready now.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, any concept of enlightenment and awakening based on the energy of love of self and love of humanity, that we are open for it, because we're going down in ashes, folks. if it's like if we don't embrace that love.
Rachel.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
So spot on, hon. So spot on.
I know, aren't I? I am so spot on. I can't stand it. I mean, Harry Potter moment. You don't have to pat me on the back. I am just going to say one thing, Rachel. Now that you're so wonderful, because I knew you were, you have the best future coming up, and we want to be part of it. So you make sure in that little book of yours that I might be channeling for you, the name happens to go in the written by section, okay?
Heck, I'll even add you in it.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. And you know what? I'll offer the same thing that I do to all of the people who buy our book, Susan and mine, is that I will sign it with you. And that way it'll be, it has to be a classic. It's going to
be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel, I'm so, people, you are just, I'm so happy you got here today because it is just so wonderful to feel the energy that you have and that you can attract and to give out,
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, now
yes.
Coming here.
The world is waiting for it. The world is waiting for it.
Harry Potter moment. And you know what? I hope it's a little juicy. Because sometimes I couldn't follow Harry Potter. Remember,
there shall be a few moments.
Oh, good, because I was the love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues girl. So remember, if you need any input, I'm happy to give it to you.
Yes, I know where to come.
Absolutely, and please
thank
let
you,
us
Bonnie.
Know.
You guys are great.
Welcome. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, and please call us back. And don't be a stranger. We want to hear from you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rachel.
Will do. Thank you.
Oh, I just love her. Oh, my goodness. Harry Potter moment. I mean, how could, I heard it so clearly. Harry Potter moment. What a great book I'm going to download, girlfriend.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's amazing that your brain can hold all of that.
I know. Hey, I got to tell you something. Somebody really special is in chat. Not that everybody isn't in chat. I love everybody. Thank you all for being here. I know that we have such talented people in chat, and I want to say hello to everybody and tell you that we really appreciate you being here. We appreciate all the support. We also have some new people in chat, and we want everybody to make them feel good. So please, everyone, talk to everybody in chat. They are all high energy. They're all got great talent. So please chat among yourself and listen to us. I'm going to take the next.
Oh, yeah. And if you have any questions about what we're talking about and everything, write it in chat because I'm watching it. Bonnie kind of, sort of can watch it. But she's doing, like most of the running the board and trying to get people online. So I pay a little bit more attention to chat. If you have a question that, you want us to answer, put it in chat and we'll address it.
We are so happy to hear from you, and we are so happy to see you. I've got 337. 337, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello. I'm great. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Do you have an accent?
Oh, I'm from Louisiana, I guess.
I love that accent, girl. We're big on accents today since I missed one. And the last guest who we love had a British accent. And, we were supposed to have a British guest, which I messed up on. So I am so happy to hear an accent. Who are we speaking to?
Tamla.
Tam, can you please say it again?
Tamla.
Tamla.
Uh-huh.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're just rocking
and rolling. We're always fabulous. Always. Fantabulous.
Yes. Hey, what can we do for you today, girlfriend?
I'm interested in the Akashic. I've been feeling a pull from, it got to be from a past life, my previous past life, so I wanted to see if you can see what you can pick up on my past life.
Ooh, well, we're going to give everybody a treat because some people, I guess, haven't opened the Akashic records for a little bit. Is that what you want?
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
That
kind of beats me because you get to talk a lot more than I do. So I just want to say, Tambla, I am going to talk, but it's going to be after her. And everybody that's listening, I've got to be quiet for a little bit, but I'll be back.
Yeah. Like she says she's going to be quiet, but who wants to take bet? Okay.
Oh, you're so cute. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Tamla, how old are you?
I'm 42.
42?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, you're such a bigger soul window than I'm at, girlfriend. I'm still at the second soul window. You passed that a while ago.
Okay, how many people out there lost your bet?
Sorry. Okay, sorry, everyone. Well, you know, I kind of messed up today, so you shouldn't have betted on me.
Mr. Curia Time says she said she won, and she said she gets her castle. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay, so let me tell you, you're in a soul window of, I don't know if you've listened before when we've explained soul windows, but I'll go over it with you again. You're in a soul window of, it's more or less of viewing your mortality. It's when you've left young girl ways behind and you are looking at the aging process. Things become more important, more serious. We begin to realize that our youth is not something that we're going to carry with us for the rest of our life, and it's when, usually with women, it's when wisdom comes full force on us. It's the window right before Kryon return. So it's kind of like a prep course of giving us a different perspective of life, of throwing down the young girl illusions and go, wow, you know, Prince Charming's not coming up on a white charger. Who knew? You know? And so it's a very eye awakening time for us, but also a very, like I said, it's wisdom. And it's kind of like a jolt of reality. I always love to compare it when my daughter called at just about 39 in this, when she first went into this soul window, and was totally insulted that she went up to the makeup bar and was looking for makeup, and it's like, oh, it's like we have a wonderful product for mature skin. And it was like, excuse me? Yeah, and that's the soul window that you're in. It's like when all of a sudden it's like, wow, I mean, we're not like going to be 25 forever, and it's a good thing. So what do you do for a career?
Well, I take care of elderly and disabled people.
Say that again?
I take care of the elderly and disabled.
Okay.
I love that. You know,
it's,
I love that.
It's challenging and rewarding at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness. I got something here. Yeah. You're a caretaker, girlfriend. You're a caretaker. And you know what? I mean, they're the most, because, you know, I'm a caretaker. So, you know, I'm going to say they're the most beautiful people on this earth because you give to others. So just remember that, because I think sometimes I'm just picking it up and then I'm going to let you talk to Susan because then I have to be quiet. You sometimes get disillusioned.
Yeah, right.
Don't get disillusioned.
Okay, so have you always done this? What have you done anything else in terms of
this?
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this. I've always done this, really, but my primary line of work to pay bills since my children were little was in finance. I was in corporate for about 20 years, and I've always kind of like took care of people always as a second hobby, job or whatnot. I guess you could call it. And it just was second nature, so I've always done it. But getting to the Akashic, it's just something about my past life. It's something about the arts. It's something about being a socialite. It's something about New York. It pulls on me so much until it kind of makes me more, in this lifetime, I feel a balance. I'm striking a balance in this life. I have the nurturing and artsy part as well as the financial part. It's kind of like refined. That's the word I'm trying to say. It's like I'm finding more refined energy. I don't know if that's because I'm getting older or if it's I've been dealing with my past life.
That's the window that you're in, You're trying to become authentic now.
Okay.
And that's what this window is about, being authentic. It's not like we play act at life before this. It's just that we're braver. We're willing to take more risks. We're willing to try, let me try. It's like putting makeup on. It's like, like in your 20s and 30s, lavender eyeshadow. Let's go for it. Glitter eyelashes. Love it. You know, you hit 42 and you go, what color looks best on me? And that's kind of what you're going through right now. So, I'm hearing so clearly, jack of all trades. Okay, that you have a lot of abilities, what I'm going to do is we'll go into why it is that you're so drawn towards the nurturing and to make life brighter. The color has a lot to do with your life, and we'll get to that when we open this last piece of information. You would say your gifts are, and that your gifts are not just spiritual gifts, but any gifts that you feel that you offer someone.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You asking? Okay, say it again because I was just listening.
Drifting? Okay. I'm asking you, I said, what do you think that your gifts are? And it's not just spiritual. It's anything that you feel that you offer someone.
Well, I offer a lot. I offer a lot. That's all I could tell you. And it's almost kind of sort of like I have crystals, and I notice that when I'm going to sleep at night, it's almost like I'm drifting into my own Akashic record. But it's so far-fetched, it's no words to describe it. It's no words. It's almost like I'm going into different dimensions, times, realities.
I think you're not understanding what I'm asking. Let me say this again.
I guess I'm understanding
what, is it?
What you're asking, but I guess I wanted you to tap into my Akashic records, and I just wanted to listen. I think that's what I wanted to do.
Okay, well, I can't do that unless you answer these questions for me.
Okay.
Because what it is that these questions, what they do, as you answer them, they literally vibrate the information to me.
Okay. Well, to answer your question, it would have to just be the nurturing part, mainly.
Okay. So that would you consider that's your finest gift, is that your nurturing of others, which you are so right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is it that you like the most about yourself?
I love the fact that it's just so many things. I like the fact that I can be quiet and be peaceful in my solitude. I don't have to be around a lot of people to find silence. The solitude.
Okay. Okay.
To me, that's different in itself. I like... what else I like? Just a bunch, and the creative energy that I've been tapping into is just awesome. Because I'm finding ways of because I'm into holistic health and beauty, but I'm also tapping into organic like organic deodorant instead of using the aluminum to put under the armpits that causes cancer. I'm finding ways.
Salt deodorant is the best. Crystal salt. That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you what it is that's pushing you to want to know what this whole past life thing is about. Is that because you are, and I've used this word before, and I'm going to, Bonnie knows what this is. You are a dream seer, okay? And what a dream seer is that the ability to travel to past lives, future lives, present lives in dream state. Okay, and this is as you get more closer into your 50s, it's going to become more pronounced. Dream seers have a sense that there's missing information that they should have because they're getting like little glimpses of something that they can't interpret. And and so this is what's kind of like bugging you a little. All right. So what I'm going here's what in opening your records is the first thing that comes up as your tools. Okay, and it's interesting because it shows here that they look like they're walking canes. Okay, like people who are injured with walking canes. But yet wrapped around those walking canes are like ribbons and in a field of wildflowers. And so what this tells me here is that your tools in your life, our life, is to help to support others who are in weakened states, okay, either emotionally or physically. Okay, the ribbons around the cane is ability, whatever emotional weakness they feel, whatever fear that they have, that it's not that bad, that it's like that to take the doom and gloom out of whatever it is that they consider their handicap. You understand what I'm saying?
I got it. Yes, it makes total sense.
Okay, and the field of flowers is that's literally what you do. Everywhere you go, you kind of like, there was a Disney cartoon when I was a kid, that everywhere that this kid walked, flowers bloomed up all around them. It was like he was a mystical kid, and that's what you do. Is that somehow you have the ability that no matter where you go and what you do, whether it's corporate, whether it's working with the elderly, disabled, whether you do it metaphysical, is that you have the ability to make people feel better about their circumstances. And the cane represents of giving them some kind of support, emotional support, physical support, financial support, whatever it is until they can feel stronger to be able to do it on their own. Those are your tools.
Wow. Nail on the head.
Yeah, we
okay.
did.
Now,
we do that. You know, it's what we do here, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So now I'm going to tell you your foundations,
okay,
of why you have chosen to do that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What I see you in is in a very solitary life where you say you like your solitude, you like, you know, quiet and peaceful. You have been monk. You have been nun. You have been Buddhist monastery. Most of your past lives have been in isolation and seclusion, but yet in care and helping of others. And there's one in particular here of the reason why you have chosen this particular path of the disabled and elderly is that because I don't know whether it is your past life, because what they're showing on the foundation is that they're showing seeping bandages, okay, which is not pretty, okay? But it is what you're trying to overcome. It's like you kind of overdid it. It, like, you had so many lifetimes of in this peaceful isolation, and then they come to temple, you'd go out and help the poor. But in this one, it was a leper colony, okay? Very bad. And you were right in the middle of it, in such misery and such despair that it was difficult for you to do what you do best, is to give them hope and to give them a sense of that everything is going to be all right. But what that lifetime taught you, okay, which was very, very important, okay, since you are working with the elderly and disabled, is to make peace with your circumstance and make passing and going home a peaceful thing. And that's what that life taught you. So you did the dirty work, okay, and this lifetime is about still having that same energy, okay, but working, combining the service, combining the of bringing the joy and giving the support and, you know, and optimism and everything, but also teaching others acceptance of their circumstances, no matter how dire they may be, and teaching them the peacefulness of when it's time to go home, it's not that bad. It's a blessing. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I got a spirit here with me, guys. I got a spirit here, one or two.
Yeah, it does.
So, hey.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tamala, do you have any quick question before I release the Kraken?
Well, the Kraken's been talking. I'm trying to get
closer. We're holding her off for just a second. Just a second. It's like, Tamala, do you have any last questions?
Well, you said that I was a dream seer. Is there any kind of information on the internet or anything that I can read up more about the kind of person that I am with the dream seer?
I think if you Google dream seers or dream prophets, I think that you'll probably be able to come up with a lot of information. I have a cousin that's a dream seer, and it's rare, okay?
Yeah.
And what it is hers didn't really start.
Seer.
She got into her. Of course you are, Bonnie.
Thank you.
I don't know how you fit all these gifts in.
It usually starts.
Around, it really kicks into gear when you hit about 50, because 50 is what they call the full circle, all right, in Kryon Return, but you're going to build up to that all of a sudden your dreams are going to have snippets of past lives, snippets of the future, kind of discombobulated, like, what the heck? You know, like it's kind of fantasy and real. But when you hit your 50s, more or maybe a little earlier, okay, depending on how spiritually intense you make it, all right, is that all of a sudden you will have very, very clear prophetic dreams. And that's what a dream seer is.
And when you do, you call us because we want to know what you see, okay? But you'll be just confirming what we know. But anyway,
yes.
Honey, you can't go anywhere because I got somebody for you. So I hope you want to hear. I have two people. First, I do want to tell you, when Susan was opening your Akashic records and she was in Belgium, on back into that real leper colony, they just came right at me. So they did want to say thank you, which I've not had before, because I'm sure some of these spirits have reincarnated with you. But what they are saying is thank you. So, and they came as a collective. So that has never happened to me before. Yeah, and I do want to say that came at the end. But what came first was a gentleman, and I mean a gentleman. I think he's in a work uniform. I don't know whether he worked it's a work pants and shirt. And he looks like it might be either a great grandfather or a grandfather, because he's pretty, you know, I want to say he worked on, they keep saying he worked on the railroad, but it's probably not that he worked on the railroad, but he worked. He was a working kind of guy with a uniform. Mm-hmm. And he says that, you deserve better in love. He's disappointed. I don't think he's as disappointed as, he doesn't realize that. I don't think you're disappointed. That's what I'm hearing. So, he said that you deserve a lot of love, and he's handing you a bouquet, and then came the short little lady. So I don't know if she was a grandmother.
Oh, those are my grandparents.
Yeah, and they're handing me Easter flowers. Like, they have a thing of Easter flowers, so I don't know. And then they're handing me, she's looking at me going, you got the gift. And she must know that it comes from her side of the family. Oh, my goodness, she's here. Okay, she's also handing me, it's so crazy. Did you have Easter flowers, or did they have flowers? They look like they're white. They're like white Easter flowers. And back then, they almost looked like.
You know what? In Louisiana, they have the magnolia flower, and
yes.
they smell really good.
Yeah, they're white. They're white. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of flowers they are, but the reason why I'm saying it is because they're handing me a set of Mary Janes. Did you used to wear Mary Janes as a little baby or a little girl? I'm sure everybody does, but these ones are different. They're a funny color. They're either white. They're like a patent leather white. Or a patent leather black.
You mean the walking shoes? Yeah.
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 So she's showing to me, and she's saying she is with you, and that you know she's there, and you know they're there, and she wants you to talk to her more.
Okay.
Okay, because she says you know she's there, and mm-hmm. if you don't know she's there, she's telling you she's there.
Okay.
So and it is so cute to see the both of them together. So I do want you to know that they do love you. They will be with you and are with you. They're proud of you. They want these gifts to keep coming. They know you'll use them. But I think that, are you with somebody?
No, not in a romantic sense, no.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, he's really disappointed because he thinks you deserve a lot of love, but what she's saying is you don't need anybody. And so I feel like that's how you feel. You know, if they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. But yeah, I know. I can feel your energy. But sister, I gotcha. You have some heavy duty work to do in this, you know, physical life, in this physical environment, and you're going to accomplish it.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
So I hope we've helped you out. And you know, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you everybody, because I love chat. If you've got any gifts, our whole chat room is full with very, very learned, very people that have unbelievable gifts on their own and themselves. And, you know, they love getting to that chat. And if you want to, you know, talk to like-minded people, which we're all like-minded people, but get into chat and start chatting with them. Okay?
Okay.
Same thing with you, Rachel, because I see you're still on. Y'all need to get into chat, because that's going to be your biggest resource in seeing and feeling and finding. So I hope we've helped you out. And I hope you've had a very good experience here.
I did.
Thank you, Tamula.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love this. Susan, we are just full. I'm going to ask you, because I know today was not a day you were going to, you know, keep rocking and rolling. I'm looking at the time, and we're about 2:30. Do you want to keep going, girlfriend? It's up to you, because I know you've got, you know, things in San Fran. But if you want to keep rocking and rolling, we can.
I'm good, hon.
All right. I love you, Susan. That's the attitude. That's what I like. Don't ever jump off that ship. So here we go. I'm going to add 760. You are with us. 760, you're with Bonnie and Susan.
Hello.
Hi. We're doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
And who are we speaking to today?
My name is Lily.
Lily, oh, I got to tell you, I love Lily because, you know, I was going to name my daughter Lily. I was going to name her Lily Weed. In fact, she told her kindergarten teacher up until she was in kindergarten that her name was Lily Weed because, like, I was big, you know, I love the lily, the beautiful flower, the weed, like, growing like crazy. But my husband wouldn't let me name him that, her that, so I had to name her Lauren Reed. But, you know, she called herself Lily Weed for a very long time. So, hi, Lily.
Hi. It's actually a family name, so kind of a lot of us have it.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, beautiful. I love names with flowers. I mean, it's just like somehow they're like kind of like beautifully blessed. That's the way I feel. And we're not, and there, our names are not, our names are preordained. Whether we believe it or not, it's like our names are very, very important in terms of our life journey. And so I always think that people that are named of flowers, that they have exceptional beauty and grace.
Well, you know what? I was supposed to have a flower name, and my mother did not name me a flower. She named me Bonnie, of which I don't understand at all. But I wanted something like, African iris, anything, like a beautiful hibiscus tree, anything. Okay, well, you know, or orchid. They could have had my name could have been Orchid Albers, see? Okay, well,
no,
anyway.
I really like amaryllis. So hopefully for the next one.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so nice. Well, honey, Lily Flower, how can we help today?
Well, I'm in a relationship, and it's generally, I don't know, kind of back and forth. It's a little seesawish, but it's been going on for quite some time, so I just kind of want some guidance on how to really stabilize it.
Well, you know, I'm going to let Susan drop the cards, but, you know, the first thing I heard was yes. So why is it unstable? I do love romance, relationship, and sexual issues, even as a counselor. My first question is going to say, why is it unstable? Why do you feel it's unstable?
Well, he has, he just got out of the military. He's in a lot of transition, and he has some security issues. Does that make sense?
Okay,
when
so
what's secure and what's not secure.
Okay, so he has security issues about girls?
About everything, really, about money,
yeah,
about
I feel like this is what I feel like, and then I'm gonna let Susan take it from the card side of the view. But this is what I feel like. If you'll acquiesce to everything that he has issues over, yeah. But I don't think you're going to be able to – I hear yes, yes on his part, okay? I think that he would really love you to understand him because I do feel he is a good man, but I think he's got some, emotional issues. And those issues are very, very deep. So I'm not going to say that they're – you know, everybody has issues. I can tell you that. Everybody has issues, so it's not like I think he's mental or anything like that. But there are issues that he has. And he deeply – you know, I think he's a sensitive person. Even though he tries not to be, he's a sensitive person. Yeah. And I'm going to say that if you want this relationship to work, I hear yes, yes, you can make this work. But can you live with the issues that he has? That is going to be something that only you will know. Because I can tell you this, you will have issues coming up in the future. And they're going to be coming up like around you always because of his insecurities. I think he's been hurt a lot. I think that he has issues with his mother possibly. And I see that he's got some issues about women in general, but I don't think they're mean issues. I don't think he hates women. I don't think he, but I think he's hurt by them. And so therefore, he's going to try to protect himself. And he protects himself by putting these issues out. So if you step over each issue you help him with, he thinks you love him more. So that's the problem. If you can just have a talk with him, because this is going to come up time again. If you can have a talk with him and say, listen, let's put all the issues on the table. I'm hearing you have. Have you had this talk with him?
We have.
Okay. Thank you, Spirit. What I'm hearing is you've had this. But But he really is really insecure. And really deep down, what he wants is to feel so loved that the security doesn't matter, but he can't feel that because he keeps getting more insecure. So the thing is, what you need to have a talk with him, and I know you have, but it's going to come to a head. And what you're going to say is, look, I want to make this work. I really, really do. You're a great guy. And I know that you that these issues that you have are because you're insecure and you feel that I'm either not going to stay with you or that I'm going to cheat on you or I'm going to spend all your money, whatever you think, but I'm really not. But here's life. So what if I do? So, you know, I always say, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved again. Give him that line and tell him that you don't plan to, but that you don't want a whole life lived worrying that this guy is going to put more demands and more demands on you, because I see that's what's going to happen. Susan, did you throw the cards, girlfriend?
Yes, I did. Lily, can I ask you how old you are?
I am 35.
Well,
okay.
Lily,
and how long?
Well, I kind of wasn't
what?
Done. Lily, did you understand what I was saying?
I did. And what's interesting is that a lot of his insecurities play off of mine.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. Well, you know what? The two of you, why I hear yes is because I think the two of you really want to make it work. I just don't know if you can. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. How long have you been together?
A little over 3 years.
Okay. Did this relationship happen pretty fast?
It did.
Yeah, like boom. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to have to support what Bonnie is saying too, but I'm going to tell you as I pulled the cards. All right. The first thing that comes up is Eight of Wands and King of Swords. Okay. And basically, he comes up as the King of Swords, which means that, and the Five of Pentacles next to it is self-esteem. He grabbed onto you very, very quickly because of your strength. All right. And this is a karmic contract of spiritual enlightenment and awakening for both of you. This little cough that you've got going on while Bonnie's talking to you, that's a power cough, okay? As above, so below, all right? Your solar plexus is where your power centers. And when you feel like that you're giving away your power to compromise, you cough and choke when somebody brings up that subject. All right. So this is basically the energy of what it is that you're trying to do. You are a person that's in harmony. Okay. You don't like confrontation. You don't like to feel. You don't like anything to rock the boat. And because of insecurities, you have gone way overboard. Okay, in order to make him feel strong in the relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
And basically, sooner or later, what's going to happen is that you're going to get to the point where you're not going to be starting to trust your own instincts of what it is that's good for you and or good for him, because you're working so much on a us basis right now that you have now gotten to the point where you're the line between him and you has become kind of hazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen here, and I have to agree with Bonnie, is that
Bonnie, you are
I'm hearing 36, 37, somewhere around there. You still got a little length on this, all right? But you're going to get re-imprinted and rewired. And there's going to be a sense of wanting to feel like that you want to be with someone that is strong. And these insecurities are going to start bugging the crap out of you. I mean, there's just no way around it.
Well, they started
and,
all already. So, you know, that's why
that
she
what?
I'm sure they started already, but that's why she.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, it's going to be. Hear
yeah.
that cough?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, and that's that giving away your power. And it's not about telling someone, you know, you this, you that, you this. Basically, you're going to all of a sudden is just sit down and ask yourself, is like, how much of me am I going to have to give away in order for him to feel safe enough in this relationship? And maybe now it's about 60-70%. You could do it, no sweat. All right, you're moving into a soul window where you're moving into wisdom, okay? And you're going to pull that 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%, and all of a sudden you're going to realize, you know something? It's like equal share here. And pretty much what's going to happen is you're going to get real creative about how to get this across to him better than what you've been doing before. And there is a possible chance that in that new creative communication, the light bulb may go on
yeah.
and go, you know, hello, honey, you know, this is about you, not me. You know, a man up, put your big boy's boxer shorts on. If you want a woman like me, hey, you know,
yeah.
be it. You know?
I'm answering and for you, but
he's going to get it or he's not.
Okay. And for yeah,
and
he, like I said, he's going through a lot of transition. He came back from.
Oh, I know. I could feel it.
He's
a good guy.
Really used his place with women before, and so
yeah.
I don't want to be too pushy.
Living
with what I can.
you do him no favor.
Yeah.
By holding his for him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and you don't have to like pull the rug out from underneath him and say, you know, hey, sink or swim, sweetie. But what it is that, you know, you're being his strength. You do him no favor. Basically, yeah. what it is that you are reinforcing his own reflection of that he doesn't
himself.
Have what it takes to keep you in his life.
Yeah. And
so,
you know what?
And I think my plan was this, is that we were going to, so I would lend him as much as he needed and then kind of wean him off just so that he could understand that he could do it.
No.
And then kind of back out more and more.
No.
That was my plan.
No. Can I give it, I got to give advice because, you know, this is, I am a counselor, so Susan, but.
Go for
no, you know what? You would only hurt him as well as yourself. You have to make him grow. Not give him everything and then pull it back, because what he's going to
yeah,
think
no,
is
yeah.
again
that makes it
is women are always doing something and then screwing him in the end. I'm telling you that's not a really good thing to do. But what you can do is grow with him and make him stand up to the plate with you in baby steps. And this is what I'm going to tell you. If you want, I can feel it. And that's why I said yes. If you want it to work, it will work. But I know down the road, these confrontations are going to be worse. So what you've got to do is, one, if you're afraid of him, meaning that you think that he's been abusive to other women, then that's a relationship that I'm not going to support. Okay. But I can tell you, if that's something that you want to do, you've got to do baby steps. Okay. But if you're talking about that he's been abused by women, because I do feel he has been.
Right.
And
so there was some amount of sexual abuse when he was just younger.
Yeah. Yes, I just can't say that on the, you know, as a counselor, I won't
Sorry.
Say that. No, it's okay. You could say it. I just can't say it. So, you know, I could, because, you know, I just, unless the person brings it up, I couldn't. But I would say I know
he's
what
definitely you're not abusive.
Right. And so that's why I don't think that by you doing the baby steps with him, it's going to work. It's giving you the chance that you want. Now, whether it works is something is only the two of you. It's called free will can do.
Right.
And that means when you step up, you make him step up to the plate by saying, look, I'm not going to, you know, no, I'm not going to do this because you think that, you know, this will make you more secure. But we can do this together to make both of us feel secure. Do you see what I mean by baby steps?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just all about him learning. This is your karma also. This is about you feeling that you have to be less than in order to keep male companionship in your life.
And you know what?
I'm just, like, right before him, I had just got out of a very abusive marriage.
Well,
and so
that's why, one is, you should be really, really doing baby steps. And two is, you should never save somebody. You make them walk with you, not behind you and not in front of you. And that's a very hard concept to understand, because we're all in a give and take world. I'm not saying that you shouldn't give or he shouldn't take, because there's going to be days when you give 100% and he takes and he gives zero, and you then, but he has to then be able to give 100% and you take zero. So it all balances out. But you cannot, if you don't want to get back into a relationship like that, you've got to walk with somebody, not in front or behind. And it's learning, the two of you learning that together and saying, look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we can survive this. I know that I really like you and we got into this relationship for a reason. So let's do baby steps together and let's try making this work. If you get insecure, talk to me. And if I get insecure, I'll talk to you. No demanding and no giving to make each other feel secure. It's got to be together that you feel secure. And that's really...
And you just don't ever know, because a miracle is nothing but a shift in perception.
Absolutely. That's why I said free will. Just like Susan said, and I can see it. That's why I said, yes, I can understand that this is going to get worse. But you can, both of you can make it happen. Real, you change the energy. And if you change the energy, you change the outcome.
And I do, I mean, I do anticipate it getting worse, because we're going to move in together, and that's never easy. So we are going to have to come to a lot of compromise. And
yes, but it should be talked to.
No, all relationships are hard work. I mean, there's nothing easy about it. You know, it's just, but the end game is that, are you getting what you want and need without giving away you in the process?
Yeah, and him too, because he is a person.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is, that's why I say walk together, walk hand in hand, and talk each step of the way, because both of you have been hurt, both of you have been in bad relationships, both of you have come together for a reason, both of you have your own insecurities, and both of you know how to play on them. So you should have a talk with yourself and with him, and tell him how you feel, and let him tell you how you feel.
This is very karmic, karmic.
Yeah. Yes, girlfriend, change the energy, change your life. That's all I'm going to tell you. And let us know how it works.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yes, please keep us posted.
Okay. Yes, we love hearing from our peeps. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You know, Susan, I just love that, because that's part of what, you know, we do. I mean, when I have couples, and I, you know, I see this all the time. When you you have somebody who you want to, you know, you feel like you need to take care of, but they are pulling your strings, it becomes a one-sided relationship. So when you can both walk together and hold hands and look at each other eye to eye, well, sometimes, you know, like I said, and you know, you give a little bit more and then he takes more and he gives a little bit more and you take more. But the real...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's that conditional love that trips us up. It's like, you know, in order for me to have love in my life, I either have to be this way or not be this way, or act this way or not this way. If you can't be authentic about who you are, flaws and all, and make it work, then, you know, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I so agree. And you know what? We just love. Another thing I want to tell everybody, and I know we'll get into this, because we're gonna talk for a little bit, but I believe that you know we talk about free will. You know, I always say I don't believe in it, because I know we all wrote our pattern, but that's really not true. Time is what a very good friend taught me is what free will is. So you know, if you can change your energy, just one step at a time, you can change the rest of your life in work, relationships, even what you eat or how you feel about yourself. So you know what? We all do have a free will. We all have the desire to go down a road and make a change. And that's all, you know, that's, you know, it's probably predestined, but we don't know that while we're here, right?
Yeah. You know, and free will also is not making any choice. That's free will.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it, you know, you can be proactive or reactive or just not do anything. It's still a choice.
Absolutely. So I am going to tell you that my free will tells me, I think we have one more caller on the board, and I am going to take her or him, whoever this is. 843, you
okay,
are
okay, sweetie. You can start it. I'll have to do a pate break. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. I get to talk. Hi, 843.
Yes.
My speaking
Hi, it's Amy. How are you all?
Amy! So happy. She's taking a potty break and I get to talk. You know, I just quoted you, Amy. Did you hear?
No, because I've been off and on because I've been, it's been a challenging day, but I've been, I've been off and on. But what did I say? What quote did I?
I said that a very close friend of mine taught me what free will was all about. The time And so you are the only one that has come up with the explanation I ever understood. So I just said that, and I said a good friend, very close friend, and I'm so happy you're on because you know what, Amy? I screwed up. Did you hear?
Well, I didn't hear the guest. I didn't hear your guest, so I figured that the universe made some changes.
Yeah, you know what? There was somebody in chat that is going to be one of my guests, and he came to chat, and I was so happy that he came in. He's not there anymore. But you know what, Amy? I told this gentleman, I think, the wrong time. And, you know, he's in UK, and I didn't realize that there is only a five-hour difference, and so I had thought it was a seven-hour difference. So I have this feeling after the show that he's going to be calling in and getting no show. So I feel really bad, and I put it on his, you know, Facebook, and I'm hoping that everybody, you know, I'm hoping that he gets the message and that we can reschedule him because he's so fabulous. But can you believe I did that, Aim?
Well, at least you didn't wake him up in the middle of the night at the wrong time. That's what, at least it wasn't a nighttime show, so it was like 3 a.m. and not...
Well, listen,
whatever.
I heard you. I'm back. Oh, good. Okay. Hey, Amy, do you want her to throw the cards for you? You've never had Susan throw cards for you, have you?
No, I haven't. I would love to.
Susan?
Okay. Well, what are we asking about?
Amy?
Oh, let's just ask about my relationship with my mother challenged today.
Okay. Your mother's still in physical form?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say, if it's not, then, Bonnie.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
okay.
I don't have any problems with my dead people. It's my live people that are the challenges.
Okay. How old are you, Amy?
I am 56.
Okay. And can I ask you what the problem is that's going on with your mother?
We just don't see eye to eye on things. We just don't see eye to eye on things. She just keeps, disappointed. You know, there's just always sort of this missing link between us, no matter how hard
okay.
we try.
Okay. I'm pulling some cards here that I want to share with you.
Well, I'm not going to get into this, Amy, because you know I love you, and I want to
Okay. I'm going to just put it kind of bluntly here, all right, is that you need to quit trying, all right, because this relationship with your mother is that this came in as your job, all right? It's like not a particularly great job, but one of the reasons that your mother and you don't see eye to eye is that because you're too much alike, in many, many ways, okay? Both of you come up as the Queen of Swords, which means that you want the best each other, but you would rather have your mother see your point of view, and she wants you to see her point of view. Okay, this situation that you came in, this has been planted for many, many, many lifetimes. This is very, very karmic between you and your mother. The only way that you're going to find joy and celebration in any relationship with your mother is to trust your instincts of saying, it's like, this is just the way that she is, that she's not going to change. She's not going to be any different, and to you still have a lot of energy there of wanting her to see your point of view when hell freezes over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
so,
I get that.
So this problem that you have with your mother, basically what it shows, what because I pulled the Two of Pentacles first on this, is that this is your life lesson of learning how to let her roll off of you like a duck. That's it. And the thing is that you planted all of these seeds before you were even came into this life, and her gift to you, okay, is to help make you stronger, because she is a formidable adversary. Here's what I did with my sister. Okay, my sister and I have that kind of same kind of relationship or type of thing. And it's like, and she, you know, bully tactics and, you know, temper tantrums and stomping and everything. And finally, I just got to the point, and it bothered me. And finally, I just got to the point, I said, you know what? I said, I don't talk to two-year-olds. I said, when you decide that you want to respect what it is that I have to say, I'll listen to what you have to say. But I don't talk to two-year-old temper tantrum, yelling, crying, you know, abusive type, like, not in my game plan. So, bye.
That's very interesting. Because what happened was that this incident came, and this is really, really hurtful. It almost turns more me into the two-year-old than her. And then I was just so upset. I just get so upset. And then what happened was yesterday I was so upset, and I was like, I rolled over on my laptop and I broke, so now I have a real problem. You know, so now I have
It's all on you. It is your job. And her gift to you is to make it as hard as possible for you to escape yourself when dealing with her. And the more that you go, you know, A, she is a whatever, a B, a nutcase. I don't want to call your mom any names.
Like Bonnie kind of said, there's like a switch that didn't get turned on. But it's like, it's just such a, it's so painful to me, and I'll go on for a while, and, you know, everyone else died, and her, you know, obviously, since we've got this thing going, we're the last two standing, and then this little thing happened, and it got me so upset that it pretty much crippled me for 2 days, and then I rolled over on my laptop, and now now I have a real problem.
Yeah.
You know, now I have a real problem.
Yeah, and the thing is that really, Amy,
bother her.
You have learned to get a sense of humor about your mother. I mean, truly, you know, things changed with my sister, because it was like, I was like, oh, my sister, you know, she's bipolar, you know, blah, 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 and everything. And all of a sudden she was going through a routine, and I burst out laughing right at her, and I went, this is the silliest thing. I mean, and I started having a sense of humor about her ridiculousness, and all the dynamics changed. You know, it's you. You're the one that's in school, not your mother.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. And that's exactly
what it was.
It's like it just wasn't. It was just kind of a. It was just another. You know, It wasn't anything new. She just hit me in the same spot. And,
yeah, you know, it's a real weak spot. She knows exactly
and then
where to go.
I didn't do anything. You know, I just pretty much laid around for 2 days. And in the middle of feeling sorry for myself, rolled over on my laptop. And, you know, now I have a big girl problem. So, yep, that's it.
Well, you know what,
Annie, I so badly wish that you could
not be there, but I know you have to be. But, you know, I so badly feel for you, and I understand it. And I don't know, Susan, do you see her, like, being able to, you know, to go elsewhere?
Here's what I'm hearing is that until you change the energy of this with your mother, it's like your divine self's not going to let you go anywhere, Emmy.
No, I get that part, too. I get that part, too. And that's fine. And it's fine. It's fine. It's interesting
because I'm fine about it.
I'm fine about it, like, 95% of the time. And then this little stupid incident happened where
And that's what it is.
I had a dream about an Afghan that was on our couch when I was young, and then I asked her what happened to it, and she gave it to a cousin of mine who's, like, her mother died, so she's been kind of this, like, tension between me and this cousin, like, you know, because she kind of thinks of herself as, well, you know, my mother died, but Amy's, like, mean to her mother, so I'll just be her, you know, so there's, like, this rivalry thing going, so, and it just hit me. It was like such a blow, like, oh, my God, you know, like you gave my childhood to this person. And anyway, so it was all symbolic for that. It really was no big deal. I have blankets. It's not like it was the last blanket on earth, but it just started this, you know, it just hit that nerve, and it paralyzes me. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. But you hit it. You hit the nail on the head. And no, I don't feel like I can go anywhere. I feel that we're supposed to be, you know, I feel like we're supposed, you know, and she tries and I try. There's just this gap that we keep thinking that really just needs a bridge. And I keep thinking that we're going to be able to totally fill it in with landfill. But there just needs to be a bridge over the gap. It's not going to get filled in. It's not going to become common ground. We just need a bridge over.
You don't even need a bridge. You know, you can stand on one side of the cliff and her on the other, and just yoo-hoo. if that's what keeps you peace, you don't need a bridge. You know, it's all about you making a choice of not letting her make you feel miserable.
That's all it is. I fall in the same hole. I let her make me feel miserable about the same thing. And then, like I said, the universe wakes me up and goes, oh, here, we're going to give you something to, you know, this is not ever going to be resolved. So we're going to give you a real problem to work.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
I mean,
I can't do my work. I can't do anything. It's like, oh, I guess I got to wake up, you know, I guess I got to get out of my little ball here and show up. And it's that's it. So,
I so believe that, Amy. I know that all you have to do is change the idea that you care. You that's a lot. And we only have 90 seconds, and I've got to get off. But I have to tell you, Amy, that if you just, like Susan said, change the energy of how you handle her and let her, you're going to see it so totally. You won't see a love thing, but you're going to be able to just move on because –
I'll see the love that's there. What happens is I see the love that's not there, and there's plenty of love that's there.
Oh,
and
I just
need to keep my focus on the love that's there instead of always looking at the love that's not there.
Yeah, and you need to just change the energy, and you're going to be great, girlfriend, because you already know it. And I love you. I'm always ready to go. but because I know that it hasn't always been easy for you. But, you know, you're up, your migraine's going away, and go get your laptop fixed, and you'll be good, and that'll be the end of it.
Yep. I'm glad I got the little meaning reading. It was excellent. It was excellent validation. And
good.
Thank you, honey.
So I'll
talk to
you ladies soon. I actually have a work call, but I'm glad that you unmuted me.
I'm so glad too. I'm glad I saw you on and off. And sure. But anyway, thanks, Amy. We love you. I love you, everybody. Bye, Susan. Thank you for rocking this show. And we will be back next Monday, Tuesday. Tomorrow is, oh, now we're off. Tomorrow is Astro Wednesday. Okay, let me just let the show, I'm going to just end the show, and I'll talk to you soon, girlfriend.